trying to say.
Pinchas Weiss.
And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help him as an Ashkenazi to come to Chas V'Shalom. We are going to speak today, Yetz Hashem, we will speak today about when going on holidays, how to kasher the house or the flat, kitchen obviously in the house or the flat, in order that it should be able to be used as a Hiddidika kitchen for this past Eilach Chayid who's going on holidays. So we have to speak about the dishes which one finds in the house, goes dishes, the oven, the gas stove, and the worktops. First of all, we'll speak about dishes. As a rule, obviously, we have to assume that they've been used for treifus. If you come into a goy's house, you have to assume that the dishes have all been used for treifus or chazer. Nevertheless, in some instances, they could be used for cold food. Since we're talking about the temporary hishtamshus, tashmish, because you're going to stay for a week or 2 weeks and you're going to go back home, we are more makel in certain cases. Therefore, the following applies. If the dishes are out of plastic or metal or any other material which can be kashered, there is a machlekes shach and taz if you could use it for cold, wet food. The taz holds that it could be used for cold, dry food, so you could put grapes inside a treifa bowl. You can't use it for cold, wet food. So you can't make a fruit salad or drink a cold drink in a keli which was previously used by the goy, because we assume that the goy used it for hot treif for food, so it became treif. So even though now you're using it only for cold, and the cold, it's known that cold food is not mafli, it doesn't bring the bleis out of pelocha, since it's wet. So we chosh that some food might still be stuck to the surface of the dish and will come onto the wet food. That's the feed that has was not glass. Talk about glass soon. Metal, plastic, or other surfaces with other materials which can be kashered. Speak about glass soon. But the shach is Michael. He says it could even be used for cold, wet food. And we pass on the achron and pass on like the shach. So you could use a plastic bowl left behind by a goy for a fruit salad. Alternatively, you could drink a cold drink in a coffee cup which was previously used by a goy. Only a cold drink. Obviously, a hot drink you can't, because the hot drink will extract the blia which was previously there from before, from the treifus. That's if it's a material which can be kashered, like plastic or glass. Sorry, plastic or metal. If it's earthenware, china, there we are more machmeh. There we don't allow it to be used even for cold. So you could use the coffee cup if it's made out of plastic or metal, but not if it's made out of china. Doesn't help waiting 24 hours. You can't use it. Everything here we're talking about, which has been more than 24 hours and has been used, still can't be used unless it's, as I said before, unless you're using it for cold food, for hot food. Everything is never allowed, even if it's been 24 hours. But for cold food, if it's plastic or metal, it can be used according to the taz, only if it's not wet, according to the shach, even if it's wet, and we could be soymach on the shach. If it's a type of material which can't be kashered, like earthenware, china, porcelain, then it cannot be used, the kula alma, even for cold, even if it's been 24 hours since it was used. So you can't have a cold drink in a china cup, which the goy left behind. If it's glass, there is three shittas in Hilchos Pesach. One shitta holds that it doesn't need to be kashered, even if you used it for hot food, it's not belayah. doesn't absorb the tam of the oichel, or the drink, whatever it is, the food or the liquid, whatever it is. Zechuches, according to this first shita, is not belea, doesn't absorb, therefore doesn't really require hagola, don't have to kasher it. Second shita is that zechuches is belea, but you could kasher it, like all other most other materials. And the third shita is that zechuches is like cheres, it absorbs, but it can't be kashered. Legave Pesach, we are cheshish for the third shita, we are machme, we don't use Kli Zechuches, which we previously used for chumetz, for hot chumetz, should not be used on Pesach, even with cold food. But Kol Yemei Sashuna, the whole year round, the poskim say we could take on like the shitta who holds that Zechuches is not belea. It goes to the first shitta, it's two extremes. And Mamele, if it's not belea, it doesn't matter, even if it was used for hot. Previously by the goy, you could use it now for hot. So you could make a hot coffee in a glass jug, a glass mug, glass cup, previously used by the goy for his coffee. So those are the klolim. Again, plastic, metal, any other material except for earthenware and glass can be used for cold, but not for hot. Earthenware can't even be used for cold, and zechuches glass can even be used for hot. Parek same as glass. That's the close of the klolim of using dishes which the goy left behind. Forks and knives, the same thing. Same thing. Forks and knives are normally metal, so it would go under the first cloud. You could use them for cold food, not for hot food. Karel? Yeah, Karel is glass, actually. That's what I just recently found out. I saw someone in a sefer who says that he researched it and he found out that the Karel is actually glass. If that's the case, then you could use it even for hot. But I wouldn't advise that to be done because I'm not so sure. This person, he's a Heintiger. I don't know how well he did his homework. He claims it's glass. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. It's still a sufik in my eyes. I would prefer not to use it, at least not for hot food. If anything, for cold food, you could say it's not worse than metal or plastic, but I wouldn't use it for hot food, definitely not. He seems to be right, because when a Karel dish falls on the floor, it shatters to 100 pieces like glass. In that way, it's like glass. Normally, when you drop a dish on the floor, it's not glass, it'll break, but not, like a china dish, it'll break into two or three pieces. But if it's glass, it shatters, and Karel is the same thing. So it seems like it's glass, but still, well, I'm not sure, I'm not yet sure about that. So that's as far as the dishes and the cutlery which was left behind from the goy. Now we will talk a little bit about kashering the oven, which is always the most common shaila people ask. You could use the oven of the goy. Kettle, come to that soon. Actually, I'll talk about the kettle first. Talk about the kettle. Now, we have to assume that the goy used his kettle to pour hot water from the kettle into his coffee jug when there was already milk inside the jug. Because sometimes people do that. They have their coffee and they begin drinking it and see it's a bit cold. So they top it up with boiling water. And at that stage, the milk, the zay of the milk, steam, it comes up into the kettle, so the kettle becomes absorbed with blias of treifa milk, of non-kosher milk. So mamela, you can't use the kettle, the goy's electric kettle, to make yourself a coffee, but there is an eitzah, and the eitzah is to kasher it. It's not so difficult, it's quite simple actually. The best way to kasher it is, first of all, fill it till the top. The goy's electric kettle. Wait till it boils. When it's boiled, boiling hot, remove it from the surface where it's connected to the electricity, because it's dangerous to pour water over it whilst it's still connected. So remove it from the surface of electricity, take it to a different surface, and then pour boiling water over it from a pot, which was heated on the gas stove. So you obviously first prepare the pot. Prepare a pot of boiling water, heat it up on the gas stove, and then pour the boiling water from the pot over the electric kettle whilst there's still very hot water inside. Using cushing it by pouring from the pot onto the electric kettle whilst the electric kettle is empty is not zichra, it's not for sure that it would help, because that's only igri, and igri is kaligation is not on the madrig of kaligation, and there is a possibility that the kettle absorbed the bilius whilst it was still a kaligation, so igri would not help for kaligation. But if when you pour the boiling water on the kettle has hot water inside, then that's like it's a kaligation. It's not like igri, it has a mile of a kaligation, so maybe that's the way one could kasher it. So I suppose the best thing would be, the safest thing would be if you want to do it, is take a pot of, you could even use the goyis pot, doesn't matter. Fill it with cold water, put it on the gas stove or on the electric stove, whatever stove he has, and wait till it boils, till it bubbles. At that stage, fill the electric kettle with water till it boils. Then take the electric kettle off the surface and put it inside the sink. That's the safest place to put it. Put it inside the sink. Check. And then pour the, what?
Check the sink.
No, kasher the sink first. You have to kasher the sink, yeah. Actually, the way to kasher the sink is also with boiling water.
Yeah.
But so first kasher the sink, yeah, it's a good point. And then you can put the electric kettle inside the sink and then pour the boiling water from the pot over the electric kettle and you've kashered it. Other people don't bother with that. They just bring along their own electric kettle. That's the easiest and probably the safest. And there might be a chash if you do what this kashering, you might damage it. I don't know exactly what happens. So it shouldn't really damage it. Doesn't help. It doesn't go properly. It doesn't go on all sides. It's not everything gets covered by the overflow. There's overflow, but it doesn't actually. You can't be sure that every inch of it has come into contact with the boiling water. Yeah, you have to catch it outside because, as I said before, when he pours, when the guy pours from an electric kettle, the steam from the coffee comes hits the outside of the kettle, so that has to be kashered. That's why I said when kashering it with irre kaligation might not be good enough, because when the guy used it, the kettle was hot, so it was more than irre. That's why I'm saying you should do the same thing. Heat it yourself, and then pour boiling water over it. Now, talking about the... Doesn't matter. In order to kasher anything, you could use even a trefa pan, as long as it's more than 24 hours since it's been used previously. That's the shishim. Yeah, this is the shishim and the... Anyone name it's... Not the problem. I'm not sure actually about that. If there is not shishim neged the fanus of the kadeira, then probably better tackle in that case to use a kusha pot to kasher it with. You should take along from home a kusha. In any case, people take pots from home. You can't use a pot from the goyis pots. So kasher it with a kusha pot. That's a good point. Kasher the electric kettle with a water which was boiled in a kosher pot, and then you pour it over the electric kettle whilst the electric kettle has boiling hot water inside. Now the oven, there is a problem with kashering an oven, which we've spoken about this several times. It's not going to every Pesach to some people who don't have a Pesach oven. There is a serious problem with kashering an oven, and I won't now go into the whole arichas, why it can't be kashered. It depends if it's Libman Gomer, Libman Kal, Surabola, Terabola, Zaya, is it the Blue of the Mashka, Blue of the Asia? There's several shaykhs about it, but the Shira Tachtayim is, the bottom line is, oven cannot be kashered. The only way to use a Goyisha Trefa oven is if the food that you put inside it is double wrapped. Now, what? If the food is double wrapped, you don't have to clean it first. No, but there is a possibility that one could even use it if it's single wrapped, if the food is single wrapped, as long as you make sure that when you put the food down on the, you put it on the tray of the oven, you put the piece of silver foil, you put the piece of silver foil underneath it, and then put the meal on top. Even if the meal is only single wrapped, it's also not a problem, because if, as far as the zay, which comes from the defanos, The fact that it's covered, that blocks it, the air can't get into the food. The only reason why it has to be doubled up is because we're scared you put it down on a wet surface, which has trephes on it, and it goes right through. That goes right through the container into the food. But if it's double wrapped, that's not a problem, because it goes into the first layer, and it does not go from the first layer to the second layer, because a blur can't go from the locator layer later. It's not wet in between, doesn't go further. So therefore, if you put a piece of silver foil on the surface of the oven where you're putting the meal, it's the same thing. Since the whole chash is that you're going to put it on something which is wet, if you make sure to put a piece of silver foil first, and you put it down on the silver foil, that's enough. So, strictly speaking, if you're makpid always to put it on a piece of silver foil first, it doesn't have to be double wrapped. It's enough that it's single wrapped, but the single wrap has to be very very tight and secure. Not that there should be any holes, any gaps where the zayah could go out, because the zayah could come out, and it can come back in. And then we have a problem with the zayah, because as I said before, we can't cash. There's no way of cashing an oven. And since it's a surah boiler, it needs to be live and gomer, it never becomes live and gomer. So that's not an eitzah. So the eitzah is the food should be covered. Either make sure always to use a piece of silver foil underneath, or you bring along your own rack from home, or your own tray from home, a kosher tray, then you don't need the silver foil. The rack is enough, because you're putting it on a kosher surface. But if you're using the goy's rack or the goy's tray, then you have to put a piece of silver foil underneath the meal. If the meal is double wrapped, you don't have to bother with the silver foil, just put the meal in as is, and it should be fine. This self-clean oven can be kashered, because that's living gummer, can be kashered, emes, that could be kashered, but as a precaution, I would say that you should still make sure the food is covered, because there is a shtickler, if ovens nowadays, many ovens are covered with ceramic, which is kli cheres, the only way to kasher is chazor lekivshon, it has to become red hot. And I'm not sure if a self-clean oven, if it mamash becomes red hot, it becomes very, very, very hot. But I'm not sure if it becomes mamash into eish. So, still a shtickler sufik, most likely it does come to a dag of libum gomer, as I said, it comes to 600 degrees, a pyrolytic oven can come to 600 degrees. So, but pashas, it is libum gomer, so then you should be safe. But as an extra precaution, I would advise the food at least should be covered, but the zeh shouldn't come up and come back down. That's it's a self-clean oven. If it's a normal oven, as I said before, you can't kash. Microwave oven is worse in the way that it's better in the way that the fanus never become hot. Even when it's used by the goy, the fanus don't become hot, just the food becomes hot. And so therefore, it's most likely not belay more than because they clipper. The zaya, even when it hits the fanus, does not go in more than because the fanus are cold. And so therefore, when you use it afterwards, it's enough shish from negative clipper. But the evidence is never a problem in cyanide, normally in this time of gun. There's never really a problem. Some possible take a hold and microwave could be used lechatchila for milk and flesh for that reason, because the fanus never become hot. But it is accepted nowadays that microwaves also have to be separate, milk and separate flesh. And so normally that also means that you can't use a tray for microwave. Unless it's double wrapped, as I explained before, the same way you use it in the regular oven, you should use it in the microwave. You can't use silver foil, so it has to be double wrapped with plastic or with paper or whatever it is. Or if you put on a piece of baking paper, then, as I said before, it's enough to have a single wrap, it's not to be double wrapped. So we'll have a very good and healthy and roughly a sticker holiday. Toaster was our work of lasoi. In Hilchos Pesach steht in Mishnah Berurah that a chatzura does not need kashering. The Pesach has to be kashered. The chatzura is a pan rest. Because the pan rest, the kadeira and the pan rest is two kadeiras, no b'liya goes through them. That's because we assume that there's no food is going to come into contact with the pan rest. But the Metzias, so the Asad Mishnah Berurah there says, Lila Mechava says there, has needs chatzura tzorch levin, he says that's only the chatzilin, but nish meikar adin, nish the gansir, not Pesach. But the Metzias is that the pan rest, sometimes food does fall on the pan rest, and also on the splash, the area between the rings, which is called, I forgot what it's called, the splash pack, I think, That also, officially, the food shouldn't touch. It's only pots. It's not real food, but food does sometimes fall out of the pot onto the surface. And then we have a very serious problem because the surface is chazatreif. So it has to be covered to safety, push it to be shaped, sure that doesn't happen. You have to be covered with silver foil, the panrests, and that means the panrests should be covered with silver foil, and the area between the pots should also be covered with silver foil. You asked about a toaster. A toaster is the problem with a toaster is you can't really kasher it because the metzius is that the part which comes into contact with the bread, the goy's bread, does not become red hot. If you look carefully at a toaster, you'll see it becomes red hot. It looks, there's red hot, there is an element there which becomes red hot, but that's not the element which is touching, that comes into contact with the one which comes into contact with the bread gets hot, but not red hot, so it has to kasher. Because it has to become red hot to become a kasher if it's a surah bala. There's a shita who says that bread of a goy doesn't need kashering because it's only pasakim. And according to some shittas, you could eat it lechatchile, pasakim, if there's no pasi surah. But we don't know for sure because sometimes the bread has been covered with food which is treif, like some goyim smear the bread with fats. We never know if he's using it the whole year. There's a good likelihood that at least once he used it with something which has. The problem, not just of pas akum, but it's actually a problem of treifus. So we have to assume that it's treif, and so therefore it needs libun gume. And libun gume, as I said before, does not happen, not because the part which comes into contact with your bread never becomes red hot. It comes hot, not red hot. So therefore a toaster of a goy should not be used. You should bring along your own toaster.